Well, howdy guys, a long time no see. Or hear. What do you mean you didn't miss me? Anyway, here's a news item. This happened in Pattaya, Thailand. This 26-year-old Femon just started her short holiday in Pattaya with a friend, and they both thought it'd be a great idea to get their hair done. I don't think they've even checked in their hotel yet, but that's important. I think her friend was a Femon too. So the most important thing is to fly all the way to Thailand and get your hair done. But anyway, as they still had their suitcase with them, they left it outside. And funny enough, when they come out, it was gone. And CCTV footage showed that some people on a motorbike pulled up, got the case, and just took off. Of course, the Femons called the police and everything, but it's unlikely they're going to get their suitcase back. And apparently she said it was worth 30,000 baht. That's £710 or $950. But you know these Femons can't waste a scam, can they? And here's the hairdressers where they left their suitcase outside. Obviously, these Femons are very naive. I mean, I wouldn't even leave my suitcase outside of a place where I'm living now. But of course, as usual, it won't be the Femons' fault at all. And this was probably just an impulse theft. They always say in the airport, never leave your bag unattended. It doesn't sound like these two Femons have travelled too much, does it? And apparently the price of the suitcase was the stuff in it, because they're all sort of designer stuff. Well, the good news is they can get all back the designer stuff at very fraction of the price. Because Thailand does them all, and will probably throw a suitcase in with it. I myself spent a very long time in Pattaya in Thailand, and I never had anything stolen whatsoever. But of course, there again, I was a bit careful as well. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Hey, it's getting close to Christmas, isn't it? I'm getting excited. What I mean is, I'll be glad when all the ads and that are over. It's so commercialized today, isn't it? No meaning, no feeling. Anyway, guys, you take it easy now.